demonstrate the speed and movement of the typical comet, I give you the remote-powered mini-comet.
You're slipping, Neutron. Real comets have long, pretty tails, not little stumpy ones.
Only when they're filtered through the spectral light of the sun, Vortex. Care to tell me how I'd get a giant hot ball of gaseous radioactivity into the classroom?
Hello, children! Ah, get off me! Down, boys! Down! Whose comet is this? Ah, oh, no! Not the face! Ah.
And that concludes my presentation. Thank you.
Mr. Neutron, you're lucky I'm in a good mood today. And do you know why I am?
Because your mom packed your favorite lunch.
Carl, Principal Willoughby's mom doesn't pack his lunch. He probably has his butler do it for him. Duh.
Oh, does your butler rub your tummy when he puts you on the bus and tell you your lunch is made with love?
Oh, stop talking! No. I'm happy because the Lindbergh School Chorus has been asked to sing at the opening of the town's new library.
Oh, how exciting!
I can't even tell you. I'll be auditioning new members of the chorus starting today. We'll need plenty of new voices to perform the special song I wrote for the occasion. And it goes something like this. Library, we've got the cutest little library. The books are stacked by author A through Z, and all for free.
No!
Burns! What's the problem?
You call that music?
Why can't we get a cool band like Gray Star to come and play?
Zip it, Libby. I'm in the chorus, remember? And I am a shoo-in for the big solo this year.
Bring on this Gray Star of yours, Missy. But they're gonna sound pretty lame next to my fresh beats. A library, we've got the dictionary on CD. Yada ba dee doo 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 ba ba ba. Yada ba dee.
Man, I'm a cinch to get into the school chorus.
Really? I didn't know you could sing, Gene.
You kidding me? I have a voice that caresses the ears like a summer breeze. Hey, Crowman! You owe me $2.36! Don't make me come over there!
So, Jimmy, guess what? My folks said I could get a new pet as long as it doesn't set off my allergies.
Oh, that's great, Carl.
Yeah. So, you want to come with me to the pet store and hold the animals up while I sniff them?
Sorry, Carl. I have a date with Twonkus 3.
Twonkus 3?
It's a comet that's entering Earth's orbit in about... Puke and Pluto! Twonkus 3 is entering Earth's orbit in an hour. Got a blast!
So, what'd I miss?
Jimmy's dating a comet and I have to go sniff animals.
And they say I'm the weird one.
Now remember, Hugh, this money is for groceries, not for ducks or pies or any other of your little hobbies.
Sugar Booger, please. I'm a responsible grown-up man. Oh, look, this one has a beardy face.
That's Twonkus 3. Let's ride, boy. Batteries to power. Turbines to speed. Lift off in 5, 4.
Hey, Jimbo! Wait up, son of mine!
Dad, be careful! I'm about to take off!
Perfect! You can give me a lift to the grocery store!
Oh! Sorry, Dad! I can't override the launch command once the turbines start firing!
No problem, son! Say, this G-Force kind of stings! Oh, thanks, Gabby. Son, there's the grocery store down there. Why don't you let me out in the parking lot?
Sure thing.
Just bring her down right behind me. Oh! I'm flying!
Later, Dad. Get started, but let's keep an eye on the rocket so we don't get lost. That's not quite what I meant. Besides, I'll need you to help me explore. Oh, I get it. When we're done exploring, we'll let the music guide us back to the ship. Good idea, boy.
Hey, yoo-hoo! Hi, Mr. Guinea Pig!
Now, careful there, Carl. 10 more seconds and your tug will swell up like an airbag in a 3-car pileup.
Sorry. Do you have any pets that won't make me sneeze or wheeze or roll around going...
Yeah, of course, boy chick. Stavros has pets for every children. Come, follow me to the dark back of the place.
What in heck's armpit is that?
Norwegian tree frog. Very clean. Clean you, clean himself, clean everybody. Holy tabule, you are allergic. Don't worry. I have perfect animal for all the sneezing childrens.
Huh? Aw, what is it?
Dwarf spider monkey. Like a big one, but smaller. Too tiny to make sneeze.
Can I keep it?
No, you can't keep him. Come on, let's go, Carl.
Wait. Stop with leaving. I have one more pet. I breed myself one of a kind. Please.
What is it?
North Atlantic salmon. Frozen in block of ice is impossible to be allergic.
Hey, I'm not sneezing. Or wheezing.
Oh, no. Oh, sweet virgin God, I
hear that. What is problem now?
I'm allergic to ice. It's like, 1,000 fire ants doing the mambo under my skin.
Here's a good spot. Let's get some samples from this sand deposit. Dump truck mode, Goddard.
Bark, bark.
Just go in that crater, boy. No one's looking.
Bark, bark.
The ship will be stranded here forever. Goddard, hit him with an ion blast. Try the paralyzer beam. Didn't even phase him.
That's why I'm quick drawn, Cora, the cowgirl of Kalamazoo. At the ranch, boys.
Very good, Cindy. But in case you've forgotten, you're already in the chorus!
I know. I just wanted to remind you how good I am. By the way, have you decided who's doing the big solo on the library's opening day?
Next!
Good luck, Ching.
Right, like I'll need it. Besides, no one's been rejected from the Lindbergh chorus in 50 years. Ahem. Pardon?
Thank you. That's all I needed to hear.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Now let's talk rehearsal schedule, babe. Tuesdays I have my action figure support group, so that's no good for me. Monday...
Oh, dear. I'd better explain. Sheen, amigo, I'm afraid you won't be joining the chorus.
What? You're rejecting me?
No. Don't take it personally. We needed an alto, and, well, you're a...
You're a terrible singer!
Miss Fowl. You see, Sheen, your voice, how shall I put this?
Your voice scares small children!
Miss Fowl, please! Look, Sheen, as chorus master, I know talent.
And that's what you have! No talent! I'm done.
Wait a minute. I see what's going on here. You people don't think I'm a very good singer, do you? Then you have silenced a precious talent! From this point on, I, Sheen, shall never grace the world with song again! But if you guys change your mind, call me anytime. Seriously.
The toy selector ray isn't working either. Gunner, what do you have left? It's no use. We'll have to try to board the rocket while it's under attack. On my command, 1, 2, 3, charge!
Did you get the groceries?
No. I bought something even better. Say hello to my new friend, Blippi.
Hey there, dollface. What do you say we ditch the deadwood and go make some trouble?
Now, Flippy, please. Don't be fresh.
I'm fresh. You're the one with your hand on my...
That's enough. One more crack out of you and it's back in the box. Isn't he great? You see, honey, the words he's saying are actually coming out of me.
Hugh, you promised me you wouldn't spend the grocery money on any of your hobbies.
Yeah, but Booger Bear, this is much more than a hobby. Once Flippy and I hit the big time, I'll be able to buy you your own private supermarket.
Oh? And just what do you propose I make for dinner tonight?
Yeah, well, that's a good question. What do you feel like, Flippy?
Ah, nothing for me. I'm trying to lose some weight.
Oh, really? How much do you want to lose?
Whatever you weigh.
Well, I suppose... Hey!
Sign my letter asking Graystar to play at the opening of the new library. Sign my letter to Graystar, guys.
Ladies, there's this banging new band called Graystar, and all I need from you is to stop walking away when I'm talking to you!
What's wrong with everybody? Don't you people like music?
Stop the manufacture of sweater vests made from adorable puppies!
Why, that's terrible!
That's right, just sign right there. Step right up. Don't worry, you'll all get a turn.
We're back. I was worried I'd never see this place again. Oh, right, the sand deposits. Just empty them into that tank. Man, wait till I tell Carl and Sheen what happened.
Hi, Jimmy.
Ah! How'd you guys get in here?
Bag of your hair.
Huh? Well, how in the world did you get a bag of my... Never mind. Guys, you'll never believe what happened on Twonkus 3. A giant monster tried to destroy my rocket. He was 8 feet tall and could lift boulders, and we barely got the rocket started in time to escape.
Oh, that's really cool, Jim.
That's real exciting, Jimmy.
What's wrong with you two?
My dad says I can't have a pet.
Yeah, and I got rejected from the school course because I'm terrible.
Gee, guys, I'm sorry. Anyway, the monster was throwing boulders at the ship, so I ordered Goddard to hit it with an ion blast, right? Right? And so then...
Jimmy, why is there a soft, furry thing digging itself out of that tank of sand?
Huh? Well, would you look at that? It must be a life form indigenous to Twonkus 3.
He's adorable! I'm not sneezing. I'm not sneezing! Can I keep him, Jimmy?
No way! I want him!
Nuh-uh, I said first!
Guys, no one can have him! Keeping a space creature as a pet is a violation of scientific protocol.
Please!
No! It might be dangerous. Although it's clearly not the same species that attacked my ship.
So can I keep him?
Please! Oh, please, Jimmy!
All right! But only for 24 hours. When the comet makes its last pass through Earth's orbit tomorrow, we're sending it back.
Deal! Is that okay with you, Twonky? Who's a Twonky? Who's a cute little Twonky? I'm gonna go home and play with him.
Too bad you didn't get anything from the comet to make me feel better.
Nope, I sure didn't. So anyway, Goddard hits him with the ion blast, and it doesn't even phase him. So then I said, hit him with the particle beam.
So you're saying I should battle the 8-foot monster of rejection with a particle beam of my amazing talents?
No, not exactly.
I'll do it!
I have to work on my storytelling skills.
If you chew gum or shout, the guards will throw you out of our brand new library.
Oh, bravissima! Miss Fowl, I think we have our soloist.
Thank you. I'll need a dressing room for tomorrow's performance and complete backstage access for my hair and makeup people. Okay, later.
Well, let's call it a wrap.
Ahem.
Huh? Oh, hello there. I didn't see you.
See? I'm a new foreign exchange student here at the Lindbergh School.
You're Bobby Stroganowski?
See?
Well, Bobby, were you interested in auditioning for the chorus?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm a famous singer from my native country of,
Bagharistan.
Yeah, yeah, see, orale.
Well, this is an honor. Why don't you tell Miss Fowl what you'll be singing for us today?
Home on the Range. Please let me in the chorus. My voice grows on you.
So do liver spots, but I don't make you look at them.
Now, Miss Fowl, that is not funny. Okay, it's a little funny, but yeah.
I have half a mind to report you.
Half a mind? No wonder you can't sing. We are so fired.
Jimmy, look who I brought with me.
Carl, what are you doing? I didn't say you could bring it to school.
Pipe down, children. We have several more projects to get to today. Let's see. Libby!
Thank you, Miss Fowl.
For my project, I got everyone in town to sign this petition asking Graystar to sing at the opening of the town's new library.
Hey, who told me it was a petition to save the well?
She told me it was to build a community center.
Oh, they're going to do those things, too. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Libby. Who would like to go next?
Me, oh, please. Over here, pick me.
Let's see.
Here, Miss Fowl, right in front of you, completely ready to go.
Do I have any volunteers?
For the love of humanity, pick me!
How about you, Carl?
I'd be happy to go, Miss Fowl.
Carl, I don't think this is a good idea.
Don't worry, Jimmy. My friends, prepare to be amazed. From the depths of outer space, I give you the world's one and only Twonky!
Whoa! Wow. Seen it already.
What is it?
Well, it's an exotic space creature that our good friend Jimmy found on a far-off comet.
It's adorable.
It's the cutest thing I've ever seen.
Big deal. My Chilean tree frogs are just as cute, and they shoot blood out their eyes.
Oh, well, the Twonky has more to offer than cuteness and affection, Butch. For example, he can ricochet like a super ball. He is adept at camouflage. And he has excellent motor skills, Nathan.
Man.
And since he's the only one in the galaxy, I guess you'll all have to be nice to me if you ever want to get near him.
I'll tutor you in math.
I'll beat you up more softly.
I'll chew your food.
Oh, dear. I think your Twonky has a cold, Carl.
What?
Nope. Just a fur ball.
I saw an 8-foot-tall monster that came from the same comet.
Move it, Megahead!
Nick? You?
I'm just using them to sample hair products on.
And when I was done burping him, I think I heard him say, Mama!
Well, Isabella tests well above her age group. We're already talking to preschools.
And that's Calvin Coolidge, our 30th president. I once danced the Hucklebuck with him in Chicago, but you won't find that in the history books.
Who wants to be in some cheesy chorus anyway? Right, Ultralard, Robofiend, Wagao, and Twonky? Talk about lame. In fact, I think those geeks in chorus are the luckiest people in all the land. Thanks, Twonky. Why can't you be more supportive like him?
Well, Twonkster, we've had a busy day, you and I. And there's nothing that helps me unwind better after a busy day than a relaxing round of bending and stretching. I even have a song for it. It goes, bending and stretching, bending and stretching, little girl, I'm bending and stretching.
But did he listen? No, he didn't. Well, he's just gonna have to help me go door to door getting everyone's Twonkies and then sending them back to space.
Ah!
Oh, Twonky!
No! Carl? Carl?
Jimmy, you can have your Twonky back now.
Hey, Twonky! Over here!
I don't know. I was just doing exercises and singing my bending and stretching song, and suddenly my Twonky turned into a monster.
Oh, I was afraid something like this would happen.
Well, maybe somebody should have thought of that before he brought a strange creature back from
out... Carl?
Sorry.
All I know is, if your Twonky morphed into a violent beast, then so can everybody's. We have to find out what causes it, and fast!
I'm back, Hugh. At least now we'll have enough groceries to make dinner.
Thanks, Sugar Booger.
Oh, and Mr. Tomasini gave me this adorable little creature. I think it's called a Twonky.
Yeah, that's nice, dear. Say, wait till you see the act I've been working on here with Flippy. I can make him sing while I drink water. Are you ready, Flippy?
I sure am.
Dad! Dad, are you okay?
Everyone's a critic.
Great idea, Libs. I hear these new hip-hop baby size classes really strengthen the parent-child bond.
Like I need an excuse to get down. And kick it!
And those are the American presidents. Now let's review our ABCs in song. Oh, A is a letter that we all should know. Without it, we can't spell ant. B is a letter that we all love so. Without it, there'd be no botulism. Well, what's wrong, little fella?
Guten Abend, gute Nacht, wirst du wieder geweckt, nicht noch klein besteckt, schlug dunkel dich.
road! My tutu is ruined!
Just when I was learning to love again!
People! People! This isn't a time for blame! If it were, I'd be saying things like, I tried to tell you! And why didn't you jerks listen to me? Now, all your stories have a common theme.
Painful biting?
Massive blood loss?
No! Music! Yeah. Harmonic patterns cause the Twonkies to morph into hostile beasts and attack the source of the sound. We've got to shut down all the music in town before the rest of the Twonkies hear it.
You can't stop the music?
We've got to! Now, here's the plan. Carl, you go to the candy bar. Cindy, you head over to school. Sheen, you... Hey, where's Sheen?
I already told you, Ultra Lord. We can't go outside. Being rejected from Chorus has caused me to shun the light of day. What's that, Robofin? Well, thank you. I once thought I had a beautiful voice, too. But Miss Faust says I have no talent. Yes, Bugao, bring her a flame. She is getting on in years, but I don't think she's 1,000. Really, Twonky? You'd like to hear me sing? Well, I don't think... Okay, maybe just for you. Here it goes.
All right. Eyes off your Twonkies and on moi, everyone. Now, on the downbeat.
Stop! Don't sing!
Miss Vortex, thank you for joining us. You're 10 minutes late.
Fellow choristers, due to a dangerous situation too complicated to go into now, this rehearsal is canceled. Now, I know how painful this must be for all of you.
Hey, Ike, crank up the tunes.
Yeah, you got it.
Don't touch that jukebox. It is I, Carl Weezer, come to rescue you from the Twonkies who become ferocious about hearing music.
Wait, that's pure butterscotch.
So?
So here, use this chocolate sauce. You should see what it does to teeth.
Thank you, citizen. And now, I must continue my heroic mission to save the town from the Twonkies' horrible rampage. Are you gonna finish that? Scoot over.
Attention, Retroville! This is an emergency! Please refrain from all singing, humming, whistling, or musical expression of any kind until further.
You're sure we're in the right place?
Positive. It says here to meet this Libby girl right here at 4:00.
Maybe we should just start. Did you fix that library song she sent?
Don't worry, sis. I gave it the full-on punkadelic treatment.
Take a look, Flippy.
Good as new? I look like I lost an argument with a wood chipper.
No, now, come on, Flippy. You could show me a little gratitude.
You're right. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Thanks for making me look like Pinocchio after a bar fight.
All right. So maybe you don't look perfect. But the important thing is nothing will ever hurt you again.
Hey, Braveheart, hand me my leg, will you? The other one.
School.
Check.
Park.
Check.
Candy bar. Good work, everyone. Now that we've stopped the music, we just have to round up the Twonkies and then shoot them back to the comet. We'll have to hurry. If we miss Twonkies 3 when it returns in an hour, we'll be stuck with the Twonkies for another year.
Yo, Retroville, are you ready to get crazy?
Come on, get your feet on. Just walk with your two feet on. To the rock in this place.
World 4:00?
Dad, my letter!
Blackberry, cake, and middleberry. Check out the book and break it down. Some dogs are chill with this thing. Others pick a mystery. And magazines are in demand.
Way to go, Neutron! Now every one of your stupid space creatures has morphed into a feral beast!
We can't let them get Graystar!
Guys, focus! Carl, to the lab!
It's a battle they want, then a battle they're gonna get!
You don't need no dollar bills.
What do I have to do again, Jimmy?
It's simple, Carl. As the Twonkies arrive at the library, you and I vacuum them into the containment bin. Then we'll just blast the bin back to the comic.
How come Sheen never has to do the dangerous town-saving things?
I haven't seen Sheen in hours. Now look, we only have 30 minutes until the comet passes by Earth for the last time.
Okay, just a few more questions.
What the? Let's get out of here.
Oh, the Twonkies are still there, but Graystar's gone.
They must have been. Oh, it's too horrible.
This has gone far enough. We're going in. Vacuum to power.
Time to take out the train.
Where's Graystar? About that.
Is one of you kids named Libby?
Me! I'm Libby! I can't believe you guys actually showed up!
Sorry about the rabid animals from outer space attacking you.
I've seen worse. We played a lot of colleges.
You guys want to hear some music?
Yeah! There's something that I gotta say. Don't even try to walk away. For too long you've done this walking. My friends are less when I'm not walking. I just put on my coat. I'm going out now, kiss my nose. I'm peeling out now, run for cover. You go one way, me another. Now I see the light of day. So long, babe, I'm on my way. You stole my heart and then my cash.
Well, that went off without a hitch. We still have 20 minutes to send the Twonkies back to the comet.
You never cut me any slack. I won't take any more. I can't get forward.
Shouldn't we hurry and move the crate before the Twonkies go crazy again?
Don't worry. The crate's made of triple-reinforced steel. It would take something a lot stronger than a few music-crazed Twonkies to bust out of it.
Oh.
Jimmy. Ted, relax, Carl. We'll deal with the Twonkies right after this song.
Jimmy.
That's the same type of monster I saw on the comet!
Not again!
This gig stinks.
Run! The monster is just a conglomeration of Twonkies. One on the comet. and didn't care about the rocket at all. He was trying to destroy the rocket's radio.
Jimmy, if you're done talking to yourself, we have a situation here!
There's nothing I can do! This monster is impervious to every weapon I've got!
Shall I do the honors?
Be my guest.
Run for your life!
Hey, Jimmy.
Shane, where have you been?
Working through some self-esteem issues. Who's the big scary guy?
You mean you don't know? Twonkies turned evil and banded together to form one big monster after hearing music.
What? That's impossible. My Twonkie's still small and cute, and I've been singing to him all day.
You have? And he doesn't morph?
No, he happens to love my voice. Unlike you, Philistines, and too, Jimmy.
Sheen, take me to him right now.
I don't know. My room's kind of messy. I wasn't really expecting it.
No!
All right, dang! Liver Snap!
Wait, you named your Twonkie Liver Snap?
Yeah, I thought about naming him Mr. Cabbage Pants, but then I thought to myself, that's a stupid name. Hey, there he is now.
You're right. He hasn't morphed. Sheen, let me hear you sing.
Really? You mean it?
Yes.
Cool. Should I kick it Afro-Cuban style, or shall we take a stroll down Broadway?
Anything, anything.
Okay. Ultra Lord, fighting crime with his ultra sword. He can fly, what a guy. Watch the criminals wave bye-bye. Who's got electric booties? Loves his crime-fighting duties. And he's immune to cooties. His name is Ultra Lord.
That's amazing.
Yep, and I never had one lesson.
You actually sing so badly, the Twonkie perceives it as anti-music. Instead of enraging him, it lulls him to sleep.
Well, I don't like to brag. Hey!
Sheen, how'd you like your singing voice to be beloved by everyone in town?
I don't know. I'd have to... Okay.
Good! Come on!
It's sheet music!
Crazy Mike's pianos!
Not the truck with dummies or us! Hey, what's that have to do with music?
Actually, I threw that one.
He's headed this way!
Look up in the sky!
It's a bird! It's a plane!
It's Neutron with that weird kid strapped to his hover car!
It's
working! Sing something else!
Oh, I'm singing to a monster emitter! I'll be singing to a monster emitter! Oh, I'm feeling so dejected from the chorus. I'm rejected, but I'm singing to a monster emitter! Okay, we're gonna bring things down a bit with one of my favorites. And I hope it's one of yours, too.
You did it, Sheen!
You want me to keep singing?
No!
All right, dang!
This isn't over, people! If we don't blast that monster back to the comet in the next 10 minutes, he's stuck here for another year!
That's bad.
I'll just sing to him every time he wakes up.
That's worse!
Yes!
Do you see that, Flippy? Your brother Jimmy's a science genius.
Hugh, that thing is not Jimmy's brother.
Shh! He has ears, you know. Ow! And they have splinters. Remind me to sand his head later.
How long until the comet enters Earth's orbit, Goddard?
30 seconds.
Uh-oh! It looks like the monster's waking up.
Don't worry. With my velvet song stylings, I could just send her right back to Slumberland. Give me some of that popcorn.
Think we're ready to launch. And lift off in 5, 4, 3, 2. His strong lines caused a disconnect in the main thruster. Sing, Gene!
Right there.
Sing!
Rendezvous window closing in 15 seconds.
I can trigger the thruster manually, but I'll need a fire to provide the necessary heat. Does anyone have 4.2 pounds of dry timberwood?
Sugar booger?
Why are you looking at Flippy like that?
Gang, just came to say goodbye. Glad we could help save the day.
What? You didn't help?
Oh, didn't we?
No, Jimmy and Sheen captured the monster after you guys drove off in your bus.
Look, Bigfoot!
Where?
Higher!
Well, Sheen, it looks like this town owes you a big debt of gratitude, and I think I know just how to repay it.
Oh, we've got books for miles to bring you tears and smiles and our brand new library.
And solo!
Well, everything's back to normal.
Yeah, still I can't help feeling that we forgot something.
It's Nixgiving weekend, and that means Nixgiving you more all weekend long. Today, Nixgiving you more Nicktoon movies with back-to-back Nickflix. The Fairly Odd Parents in Channel Chasers. The Rugrats Gang in The Rugrats Movie. Jimmy Neutron in Attack of the Twonkies. And more. Nick's giving you more Nicktoon movies. All day as Nick's Giving Weekend continues. If more is what you want, Nick's giving it.